Production of synthetic drugs such as amphetamines and ecstasy in Southeast Asia is spreading to new regions, especially Indonesia, Malaysia and Cambodia, according to a report from the UN Office on Drugs and Crime. It says the use of amphetamine-type stimulants has been rising sharply and injected drug use is growing, adding to concerns they are contributing to the spread of HIV and AIDS. The report said seizures of methamphetamine pills in Southeast Asia had increased from 32 million in 2008 to 133 million by 2010. UNODC Regional Representative Gary Lewis says the production of amphetamine-type stimulants outside traditional sources such as Burma raised concerns.
There is production in China, there is production in Myanmar, there is production in the Philippines, but these countries are also emerging as producers. In fact, Indonesia, we are concerned, as are the authorities there, is becoming a potential source of ecstasy for the region.
But Lewis says strategies to reduce illicit drugs in communities need to focus on public health concerns rather than past policies that led to a so-called war on drugs.
Containing the drug problem, I believe it has worked over the past decade. One phrase that you will not hear me utter in any way to give it support is the phrase war on drugs. I do not believe in the concept of the war on drugs. I think that there are a lot of that happen with respect to that phrase that are not helpful for public health nor for public security.
The new Thai government of Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra says it will renew a policy of more forcefully combating illicit drugs. The policy targets criminal gangs and the tightening of cross-border trade to prevent drugs from factories in eastern Burma. Thailand faced international criticism over a war on drugs campaign in 2003 during the term in office of Yingluck's older brother, former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra. During the crackdown, more than 3,000 people died and rights groups accused authorities of allowing extrajudicial killings. Ms. Yingluck says the current policy will focus on treatment. The head of the Bureau of International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State William Braunfeld, told reporters in Bangkok new campaigns against drug trafficking must learn from past experiences.
One rule we obviously have learned is that in order to succeed in efforts against narcotics trafficking, you need the support of your community and your people for that effort. They are our allies because they are the victims when we fail. Therefore, any effort that we as the international community make to combat the threat of drugs obviously will be done in a way that respects the rights, the needs, the hopes and the aspirations of the communities that we are serving.
Braunfeld raised fears Burma may again be targeted by drug trafficking gangs if steps by authorities to reduce opium and heroin production in Afghanistan, currently the world's largest producer, succeed in sharply lowering output.
Afghanistan is going to come under increasing pressure by the international community to reduce its production and export of illicit drugs. As that happens, and it will, the drug trafficking organizations will look to another country to produce and export drugs. The most logical country in this region of Asia is Burma.
Burma, Thailand, and Laos were known as the Golden Triangle for the output of opium and heroin. Afghanistan has been the largest producer of opium since 1992, eclipsing production in Burma. Across the Golden Triangle region, sharp reductions in opium output have largely been based on programs of eradication and crop substitution. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.